a very timely Christmas present for Sligo. Minister Dara Cailleary announced this morning that there's almost just short, 30 quid short of a million for Sligo. There's 300,000 for the Ballygawley Community Hub, which is to be welcomed. There's the Cliffany Men's Shed, which is the old Garda station, which is going to be extended and refurbished and provide a women's shed and provide an area for the local Feroia Club. And they've been given 300,000. And an accessible playground in Eastgay has got 300,000 with special emphasis on a sensory garden in that particular one. We also have two smaller projects, one in Riverstown, which is a public realm. So they've got 50,000, or just short of 50,000, 49,875, to carry out a feasibility study on making improvements to the streetscape and some of the other features there to make the village even more attractive than it already is. And Strandhill has got the same amount, just short of 50,000. For a feasibility study on the provision of a tidal pool, which is going to be a major challenge, as we all know, because it's a special area conservation. But in saying that, the feasibility study will be done to see if it is feasible before anything else is spent on it. So these are all to be welcomed. Of course, on a personal basis, I'm delighted that the Cliffany Men's Shed has got it. It's a village that, you know, for a long time wasn't getting funding on a lot of issues down through the years and was always a complaint, and they've done very, very well in the last year or two. You know, the Men's Shed, the Cliffany Celtic FC and the Cliffany Community Forum have all been making great strides on getting that village brought up to speed, and really it is an example to other villages of how to do things right.
I would have worked very closely with the Cliffany Garda Station to try to upgrade the spaces and facilities for the community. And there's also great news for Strandhill. You have a feasibility study looking for an outdoor pool in Strandhill and also Riverstown. So this is really good news for the county. And I want to thank all the councillors, the local council for their great work, indeed the local authority, but most importantly, all the community organisations who put some great work into this. I also would have liked to see more projects in South Donegal, but again, this is good news. But also, you have now the guts of nearly 900,000, nearly a million for County Leitrim. You have Carrick and Shannon, Carrick Allen, and Kish Currigan. Again, this is really good news, and I very much welcome it.